One person who won't be pulling the all-nighters or pulling the oars anymore in anger is Olympic great James Tomkins, who yesterday announced his retirement from rowing at the tender age of 45. He joins us now. James Tomkins, a career cut short.
I don't think so, Adam.
45 years old. On your birthday yesterday, you said that's enough. What was the reason, James?
Well, I guess, Adam, I pretty much, in the back of my mind, I was pretty much, 90%. I was pretty sure I was going to retire. But there was just this little nagging bit that saying, oh, maybe London, there's probably a bit of ego, a bit of vanity to think that, I could keep going. But I thought on the birthday, well, it's pretty much 2 years since the Beijing Olympics, and it's 2 years out from London. So it's like, well, if I was going to do it, I had to start pretty much tomorrow. To start training, and that 10%, if that was a chance of going to London, then I'd better get on with it.
You would have been the first Australian to compete at 7 consecutive Olympics. Was that one of the factors that were floating around in the back of your mind?
Yeah, well, it probably was, and I think that's one. And the fact that it was floating in my mind probably meant that that's why I should hang it up. When you start chasing records and you're just doing it purely to get 7 or whatever it is, you start to lose. The reasons why we were successful early on is because you're not worried about records. You're just trying to do it because you want to go as fast as you possibly can and win the thing and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
When you start chasing records, it's the wrong motivation, I think.
And in 1992 at Barcelona, so you were 26, 27 years old when you got your first gold medal. Is that normally the time that a rower in something like the Coxless Fours peaks?
Yeah, probably, late 20s, early 30s, probably. It's an endurance, it's a speed endurance sport, so it takes a little while to get an endurance base in place.
So how does the 43-year-old James Tomkins compare to the 27-year-old? Were you still producing the same sort of output into your late 30s, early 40s as you were at age 27, or are you smarter and wiser? How do you stack up against your younger self?
Yeah, well, certainly the lead into China, a couple of years ago, I was certainly holding my own with the younger guys. Maybe not quite so much with the absolute outright power, but certainly in the skills and technique, not a problem. The endurance, not a problem, but just that explosiveness is starting. I can start to tell that's starting to drop off a bit, and that's probably the area that will continue to drop off if I was to go on, and it becomes very difficult.
Of the three gold medals, the first awesome foursome, the second awesome foursome, 96 Atlanta, or the Coxless pair, 2004 in Athens, can you rank those three gold medals?
No, not really, Adam. It's
it's a lovely luxury to be asked to rank your Olympic gold medals.
It is, and that's the thing. I've had a fantastic career, which I'm incredibly fortunate and rode with some unbelievable guys and just unbelievable coaches. But I guess probably the first one, we didn't really know what it all meant as far as winning Olympic Games. I mean, your life's travelling along in one direction and you win a race and you're just off on a tangent. So probably the first one was just a taste of what it was all about. That's why we kept on going.
I love the sight of rowers when they cross line. I mean, anyone when they cross the line or hit full time in an Olympic final or a grand final is pretty tired. But you get the impression you guys are redefining knackered as you cross line. How does the body feel as you hit the line in an Olympic rowing event?
Well, I mean, you are. It's pretty daunting when you're sitting on the start line or before the race knowing that you have to absolutely smash yourself. The coaches are already saying, ideally, the last stroke you can take in the race should be the last one you can possibly take.
Mm.
And so you know that, but when you're out in front, you're going to get across the line, the adrenaline's pumping, and you're sort of forgetting all of that.
But having done it thousands of times, does that pain hurt any less the 10,000th time you've pushed your body like that?
No, it doesn't hurt any less. I mean, you sort of save yourself for one or two big races a year. But, like, even in Athens, I was talking to Drew about it the other day, and I really had a panic attack halfway through the race because I thought I'd gone too hard too early, and I didn't think I was going to make it.
Mm.
And so you're right on that limit the whole time.
And Australian sports fans, we saw what happened with Sally Robbins. We know the effects of going too hard too early. It's a very fine line you walk in what you describe as the ultimate team sport.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a fine line, and you know, Sally obviously went across that line. But as far as the team sport, I mean, the bond between your teammates is fantastic because, you know, you watch the footy or the netball or basketball, and you can have a player out there that can have a shocker, and yet the team will still win.
Hmm.
If that happens in rowing, then the team doesn't win. So everyone has to be so spot on.
And looking at your greatest set of skills, I didn't know until I read this morning, you almost play and took an AFL career with the Melbourne Demons.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I love my footy. And I was involved in Hawthorn a little bit when I was at school in their junior teams. And then after each of the Olympics, we'd take 12 or 18 months off just to recharge the batteries a bit, and you know, you'd keep active, so I'd play a bit of footy. But yeah, he got drafted in 1989, which was fantastic. So just gone from the Seoul Olympics and then into Melbourne and played half a season in the Rezzies for Melbourne and able to run out on the MCG. And there's about 10 people there at 11 o'clock in the morning. But
still a great feeling because I've seen your broader skill set. We mark up against each other in a charity netball game earlier this year. Fair to say a game in which the umpires let a lot go that they probably wouldn't normally let go in a netball game. Who do you think got the spoils that day between Spencer v. Tompkins? Can I say to anyone listening, the idea of playing netball against a guy who's 6'5" and has long arms compared to most people who are 6'5", when the umpires aren't calling much, that was a pretty tough day at the office for me, James.
Well, I was defence, you're attacking, and your attacking was phenomenal, there's no doubt about it. Your celebrations after a goal was even better, actually.
Oh, I didn't think I was going to get many that day, so I didn't want to be shy. Paul wants to ask you a quick question about your performance in the gym. What's your question, Paul?
Yeah, good morning to you both. I was just wondering, what could James do on one of those rowing machines at the gym?
Yeah, okay, yeah, because Paul hits the rowing machine. How fast can you do, say, 500 metres on an erg, James?
500 metres, probably, yeah. We don't really measure it that much, but probably, I don't know, low 120s maybe. we would normally test, yeah, the typical test is a 2,000 metre test, and my best was about 552. But the guys nowadays, I mean, they're in the sort of the low to mid 40s, 540, 544.
If anyone wants to hop on a rowing machine and just try and pull it fast enough to get it on the 500 metre running, try and get it below 1 minute 30 even for a second. It's been an amazing career. You now get to spend a bit of time with your family. James Tompkins, congratulations on all fronts.
Thanks very much, Adam.